Good morning. How are y'all today? Wonderful. Love that answer. Fabulous, they said. So today we're going to hear a story about Abraham. Do you know anything about Abraham? What do you know? He's important. Okay. Do you know any songs? Father Abraham. Yeah. So the story about Abraham, though, doesn't even really begin until he's 75. That's a long life, isn't it? 75. We got any 75 or older here? We got one? Yeah? We got a couple? Yay. It's not impossible to live to 75. How about that? Well, like I said, God didn't really call on him until he was 75. And then he told him, oh my goodness, pack up all your stuff and go. And you know, it wasn't like today. They couldn't call U-Haul or anything. They had to get some animals. They had to get all their servants. Every family member had to carry something. And they just took off. And it's not like there was a highway. So it was really rough at 75 years old. Any 75-year-olds want to do that? No volunteers. No. So the reason why it went well for Abraham is because he trusted God and he believed that God was going to take care of him. He didn't worry too much until he got on the road. And then some things started to happen and he decided to take things into his own hand and got himself in a bunch of trouble. You know, he wasn't listening to God all the time. So he wasn't a perfect person. He didn't follow all the rules, but he did have faith. He trusted and he obeyed and he believed. So as he gets set from 75, he's traveling and he moves to this land. And then at the age of 100, he becomes a father for the first time. Yeah, 100. We got any 100-year-olds here? No, I don't think any 100-year-olds would really want a diaper bag right now. You know, it's hard to think of after 35, 40. It's kind of scary. So getting a child at that age, it was very important back then to have children, and it was very important to have a son, an heir to their land, to their animals, to their wealth. So he had to wait for 100 years for that dream to come true. And imagine, have you ever had to wait for something? Yeah. Like, we're in the season of graduation. You guys haven't graduated yet, so you've got to wait for that. But you're not just waiting, you're also working at it. You've got to work towards it. So, but you think you'll get there? Yeah. But what's going to get you there is, and get you to do the work, is your faith. Do you know you can do it? Are you a smart cookie? Are you a smart cookie? Yeah. You're going to be able to handle this, right? Okay. Now, you might not be able to do all like 12th grade math right now, but you're going to work up to it, right? It'll take some steps and you won't be by yourself. You got people that love you. You'll have teachers. You'll have friends. You'll have to trust and you'll have to believe that you can do it. And that's what Abraham did. But he wasn't perfect. That's the beautiful thing about the stories in the Bible. He doesn't choose. God does not choose perfect people. So we can all know that we can do this. Whatever your first or your new thing is, whether it's retirement, graduation, whether it's moving, he's with us. And we just have to have faith and trust and actually ask for help when we need it. It's a good thing. So let's have a prayer. Dear Lord, thank you for faith. Thank you for being there for us all the time in all the ways. Help keep us strong and believing and obeying. In Christ's name we give thanks. Amen.